Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Colonel Jeff McCausin, United States Army retired CBS News, and we're discussing the war as we understand it under the building harvest moon at the end of 2023, anticipating a third year of war. There's no reason to plan hope for negotiations. There's nothing to be heard. There is the Secretary of State, Mr. Blinken, now in Kyiv with new aid for the Ukrainian administration. However, that is not the same as peace talks anywhere. So we come to the Russian situation under the harvest moon. According to Ukrainian forces, this is fog of war. None of this can be pinned down on a map. You do the best you can with the sources that the think tanks have. The situation along the eastern front line, says Ukraine, remains difficult, and the main task for Ukraine's troops is to ensure reliable defense and prevent the loss of strongholds. This, according to the commander of the forces, Sirsky, who is trusted because he led the initial defense of Ukraine in the winter of 22. The enemy does not abandon his plan, says the general, to reach the borders of Donetsk and Luhansk regions. Jeff, what I take from this is that as the Ukrainians are striking towards the Sea of Azov in Zaporizhia Oblast, the Russians are launching a counterattack or an attack in the north in the Kharkov region to drive towards completing their domination of Donetsk and Luhansk. Now, I'm puzzled by this because the Russians have not shown themselves superior on the offense. Is this something new that Ukraine is looking to and concerned about?
Well, I think they are concerned about it, and I think the Russian motivation may be political as much as military. Don't forget, John, the Russian Duma recognized the Donetsk and Luhansk Oblast as part of Russia, but they don't control all the territory. So to complete the military part of a political decision, they've got to, in fact, do that. And they promised to do that. So one has to sit back at this point and ask Mr. Putin, if you could ask him one question, what is your goal now? What is your end state? I mean, your end state at the onset was, I think, to take over Ukraine, at least take it to the Dnieper, incorporate that, find some puppet to take care of the rump Ukrainian state, and call that a success. But that's not going to happen. So what now are the conditions where you could turn to the Russian people and say, we won? Well, at a minimum, it's got to be securing those three provinces that you've already announced are part and parcel of Russia. Secondarily, by doing this, of course, the Russians are trying to fix Ukrainian forces and force Ukraine to move resources into those areas, depriving them the ability to concentrate in one single avenue advance, as we just spoke about, and have some success. But number three, John, it strikes me in my read, the Russians are having a terrible time with force generation, particularly personnel and equipment, ammunition, et cetera. And there's discussions about them continuing now to create units, even up to combined arms armies, that are only relatively poorly trained with only a few months of training. Well, that's a couple of months is what you need to train a soldier. Can't train him how to operate a tank, an artillery piece, a radar, a sophisticated intelligence gathering device, or whatever, or integrate all those efforts into combined arm operations in a couple of months. The best you can hope is I may be able to move his unit into an area where they can hold it, allowing me to pull more experienced units out for more critical locations or to give them some rest. But it does appear that Russia is at least trying to keep some of the pressure on those areas, as you point out. I'm just questioning whether or not they have the force generation capability of units, manpower, equipment, and supplies to do that while holding off what Ukraine seems to be making more and more gains, particularly in the south.
Heretofore, the Prigozhin Wagner Group would have been in the headlines as either leading that offense in the north or commanding the defense in the south. We have news from London this morning. Sue Braverman, one of the members of Sunak's cabinet, is now vouchsafing the declaration that Wagner Group is a terrorist organization. I don't know what the next steps are. And the question is, does this change anybody's opinion of Wagner Group, whom we hear repeated anecdotes making contacts in West Africa to the regimes that have now flipped to military command, Gabon, Niger, Burkina Faso, Mali. We can stretch it into Central Africa, Chad. Jeff, what is your understanding? Once Britain declares something a terrorist organization, does that have meaning for NATO or the U.S.? Does it mean that the rules of engagement mean you shoot when you find them?
Well, you know, the British have been pretty successful in kind of being at the forefront of policy development throughout this war, pushing issues like providing tanks and advanced aircraft and the Storm Shadow, a longer range missile, and then seeing other members of the alliance follow suit, frankly, to include the United States. And whether or not that will also play out in this particular effort remains to be seen. But it is curious that so far, to the best of my knowledge, the United States State Department has not declared the Wagner Group as a terrorist organization. And it could be a matter of branding. I mean, what is the Wagner Group today could be the Tchaikovsky Group tomorrow in terms of just renaming and rebranding. Clearly, it seems to me Moscow, Putin in particular, wants to secure control of those Wagner forces operating in Africa as a hybrid warfare device for both economic benefit for Moscow and also causes the West problem and generates refugee flows, which also undermines political support for all this in Europe. But whether or not the Russians are able to really re-secure control over those forces and find somebody they can plug in and take over for Prigozhin, that still remains to be seen. Or does this fragment into more and more PMCs because this is so economically profitable? But for Putin as well, it seems the Prigozhin factor continues in that I think the most telling part of the whole affair may well have been the fact that the Russian military didn't react.
Right.
Where was the Russian army when Prigozhin is marching on Moscow? And by all reports, Putin flees Moscow at the time. So Mr. Putin may be concerned about, as I'm trying to stave off defeat in Ukraine, can I really depend on my senior military leadership to affect that for me?
Let's talk about what Putin has to depend upon, Jeff, just a moment. Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army, retired CBS News. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Awake? Debatable. Hungry? Absolutely. Your morning routine consisted of scrambling to find your phone, wallet, and keys, and you're already out the door. Slide into 7-Eleven and grab a breakfast bundle. Grab any breakfast sandwich, like our delicious sausage, egg, and cheese waffle sandwich, waffle tots, and a Monster, Celsius, or Red Bull to jumpstart your day. It's available at 7-Eleven and just $4 with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores see app for